In the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, we begin the new Siman Shin Yud Zayin, on page Kof Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph, Din Kashira Ve'aniva B'Shabbos, the halacha of tying and making a bow on Shabbos, but he's on Sif in the seven paragraphs. Tiz B'Shabbos Sif Aleph, HaKoishri Kesher Shal Kiyamah, someone makes a permanent knot, but Ma'is Uman, then it's a professional act, Chayiv is liable, Kugoyin, for example, Kesher HaGamolim, the knot of the camels or the camel drivers, the kesher saponim, and the knot of the sailors, the kesher ritzuis, minel the sandal, and the knots of the straps of the shoes and the sandals, shekesher maratzonim b'shasas yosim, that the shoemakers, the leather makers, that they make a knot when they're making it, chekolkei, it was anything similar to this. That is the malacha d'iraisa of kosher. But if someone makes a permanent knot, in my sermon, but it's not a professional act, Potter is going to be exempt on the biblical level. Hagos says Rav, some disagree. They hold the whole kosher shal kiyama, any permanent knot, a filah shal head, yet even of a common person. Chayiv and love, one is liable on that. That's Rashi and the Rashi, Rabbi Yerucham and the Torah. Some say, any knot that's not meant to open that day, because that's called, as you can change them and pay, it's shokayama, that's permanent. It's a call by the grace. My only parakut. Yes, we can learn that those are beginning to say that should be yamim, lemiki shokayama, up until 7 days. If it's not meant for that long, that's not considered permanent. That's the Torah in the Mordechai. My only el, simichin yudalit, siv yud. Says Mishnah Berurah, introductory words. But Gemara Minan, the Gemara we say, yeshkan shalush chalukis. There's three divisions. Echad chayiv chatas, one type is liable for chatas. Pecha patal v'aser, one is exempt on the biblical level, but rabbinically forbidden. Pecha mutlakitchila, one is totally permitted. Lashita zariyah v'rambam, v'machaber, this has v'gab v'zayu, and the machaber that unspecifically says like them, din hachid alach is like this. Dimu kesha shal kayama, that if it's a permanent knot, kigoyin shadar kashi yekach l'olam, it's meant to remain like that forever. It doesn't set a time in his head that he's going to untie it. It's a knot that's meant to remain forever. It's also a professional act. What's considered a Maisa Umin? Now, if it's a permanent knot, it's not a professional. Maisa Umin, or it's professional, but it's not meant to last. Part of a loss, then it's exempt from the biblical chatas, but it would be rabbinically forbidden. Ain't a ma'aseh umen, if it's not professional, the ain't a kesher shel kiyama, it's not permanent, but the gedikah then it's totally permitted. Now, but that's Rashi, but Rashi, Sharon Paiskim, they hold differently. But like totally club, that's my kesher. It doesn't depend at all on the actual knot. Ain't a ma'aseh umen, if it's a professional act, the primary differentiation is, dimu kesher shel kiyama. If it's a permanent knot, that's meant to remain like that forever, like we said, then you have a chatas. But fill him with ma'isa hedyot, even if it's a common act, they may dark the kosher regular zman. Now, if it's not the norm to tie it only for a certain amount of time, then you're exempt, but it's forbidden, the dummy ktsas la shokim, because then there's at least a similar little bit to a permanent knot. But fill him with ma'isa hedyot, and that's even again, even if it's a common act. Now, if dark let your ba'isa yom, now if the norm is to permit it that day, mutlik and chilens, even totally permitted, a fellow ma'aseh umen, even if it's a professional act, the ancient kesher love, it doesn't have a name of a knot on it because it's meant to open up that same day. Yes, I mean that the last opinion, the chomish adark lahat b'tav shaviyamim, as long as it's normally undone within 7 days, have a chomish adark lahat b'tav, that's the same like as if it's the norm to open it up that day. Now we can understand the words of the mechaber and the ramah on its place. Sifkat and Aleph. So the mechaber said, if someone ties a kesher shel kayama, and it's a ma'aseh umen, it's going to be chayim. So it says, "Vafudle mehadik shapi." Even if it's not so tight, v'yochel atir ba'achas miyad, we can undo it with one of his hands. Chayim is still going to be chayim, keeping the liyin nitzmatim, since it wouldn't be undone on its own. Which the Sharetzin Leisalv says, "Look at the be'alocha and the mas la'kesha, where he's ma'irich on this." Sivkut and beis. What's an example of this? Kesher hagamolim. What does the camel drivers do? They make a hole in the camel's nose. They put in a ring of a strap. And they tie it. It stays there forever. When they want to tie the animal, they tie a long strap onto that ring. And they tie it with that. B'amshe matira. Sometimes they untie it. B'amshe kesha harishin. Now that first knot, ukesha gamal. That's the knot of the camel driver. Shukesha gamal. That's a permanent knot, meaning they keep that knot that they make there over there on the nose ring to stay there. Anytime they want to, they connect the strap and they tie it somewhere. Some cotton gimel. Or b'kesha saponim. The knot of the sailors. Gamukim in tabas. That's also like a ring. Shaisim in ritzur that they make from a strap. B'nekim shabarisha zvina. The hole on the top of the boat. That knot always remains. When they want to station the boat, they then tie a strap onto that ring, which is made out of a strap, which is a knot, and they keep with that. When they want to undo it, they just take away the strap and they take that. But that first knot of the ring, that's the knot of the sailors, and again, that remains over there. Sivkat and Dalad. Or let's say you have that of the shoemakers that they tie b'shas asiyasin. Hainu, that is like kesher shakesha b'teich aminol. That's the knot they make in the shoe. Like tuchler two lotzes, that the strap that they made to actually make the shoe, that it doesn't come undone. They make a knot v'kaim loyim that stays forever. Those are yichay v'chatas. But if it's a kesher shakema, not a ma'is umen, so the mechavi can be patur. I'm more brought that some disagree that they hold sivkan hay. Anything that's permanent, even a hedge, you're going to be chayiv. But it's not normally undone. The canal, like we said, today's do this opinion. Pliga mechaber disagrees with mechaber. Even if it's in the other case also, when it's not permanent and it's ma'aseh hedged, but he died to shi'is kam ma'kesha is man. You have a mind that it should last a little bit of time. The mechaber mutter according to mechaber that's permitted. Today's according to this opinion, it's the second category. It's potter of al asur. It's still rabbinically forbidden. It's a little bit similar to their opinion of what a permanent knot is. This is what's going the two yeshemim that the Ramah brings. According to the first opinion, any knot that's not meant to open up that same day, it's considered a little bit permanent. According to the second opinion, anything that's opened up within 7 days, so that's in the third category, wouldn't even be into the second category.
Siv Katan Vav and Ramah brought the Yashrim that any knot that's not meant to open up V'isiyam Atzma, that itself, well, that's called Shel Kayama, because it's not meant to open up that day. Elamachar, only the following day. Of Masla Hatab Lilmat Shabbos, but that's meant to open up the night after Shabbos. Lemikar Shel Kayama Kala, it's not considered permanent at all. But Lekizil, it would be initially permitted. But if you're tying on a Friday night, and it's meant to open up the Shabbos itself, even though there's no substance for that day, you could say that it's permitted because anything that's less than 24 hours, that's called as meant to be opened up on that day. Bi'alacha, when the Masla Kesher, which the Mishbura referenced, he said you should know that an impermanent knot, a Kesher She'ina Shal Kiyama, the Yachayev on, that's cool when the knot is made not to constantly last. That is when the norm of this knot is to open it up and it doesn't stay always. As the Gemara phrases this, Kitra the Kachabiz Mama. Now, even if it's made in a strong way that you can't untie it with one of your hands, that's called, both according to the Rif and the Rambam, both according to the Rash, like a Keshish initial Kim, it's not a permanent knot. Because the norm of this knot is that it shouldn't constantly be knotted. Now, a proof from what it's brought in the Bryson Tosefta, that every Keshe Shalkiyama that you could open up with one of your hands, or a knot that's not Shalkiyama that you cannot open up with one of your hands, you're not chayiv on it. Moreover, this is the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that a Kesher and the Maisa Uman would make you chayiv, is even if that Kesher, that knot, is not so tight, and you could open it with one of your hands, as we wrote in Mishabur and Sivkat Nav, and that's a Dachin Maisha Paskins, because Rabban who disagreed with Meir, that says that you could, if you could open it with one of your hands, you can be potter, and they hold it, you can be chayiv, and Allah is like them. And the way the Paskin, all these Paiskim, it's obvious in the Gemara that it's such a Kesher, is not even tight, and by default, it's in the way that it's a ma'isa umin, because if not, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't be chayim. So you see, the ma'isa umin is cold, even if it's not so tight, according to this lachara. So it's tarchin, you have to look into on the tas, the rise. So the ma'isa umin is cold when the knot is very strong. Maybe what he means is that it's very strong, that is, that it's not open up just by itself, the way that the professional knows the way of, you know, doing it well. And the ma'isa hagid, a common person, is when the knot is not done so well, because it could be at times that during the using, it would be opened up on its own. And says, don't ask if that's the case. So why does the Rush disagree on the riff in this Svara? You could say that the Rush holds that since you're doing it so that it shall last forever, so it's common that you'll make it that it won't open up on its own. And this, that it happens at times that it gets open, doesn't lose through this the name of a Kesher Shalkayama from it. But says Rabbi Halacha, on this I wonder on the Taz, that writes that according to the Rush and the Torah, everything depends on the intention of the person that's tying it. That's it. That if his intention is that it remains forever, it's a Kesher Shekrema, and if it's just for a limited time, he's Patra and it's Aser. And if his intention is to open it that day, it's Mutal Ketchil, look over there. According to this, even by a Kesher HaGamalin, or the Sapanim, that if the camel drivers, or the sailors itself, or Bekitcher Dushkafi, if he has in mind when he's making the knot to open it that day, doesn't have a name of a Kesher at all, even if he's making it that type of knot. According to my humble understanding, says the Rabbi Halacha, you have to look into this very much, because it seems that a Kesher, that the norm is that of the velt of the world, that to make it in a permanent way, we don't go based on the thought of the one who's making the knot, to nullify from it the name of the knot from it. And this, that the Gemara says the case of a shoe, Kesher Drabanan, and the Sandal Kitru, the Katri Inu, that's by those people that the norm is that they don't make they're not permanent, only temporarily, and that's comparable regarding a chiyuv to a sandal, enough of a tray that two people use it. That it's obvious over there that that's not considered as a kesher, because they continuously switch it, because it's different people. And that's even if you make it strong, like a kutcher the ishkafi, as obviously in the Gemara look over there in Rashi. But the reason that for those people, that's not the derech for them to make this kesher to last forever, which is not the case in our situation regarding the ushkafi, that the normal the whole world is that they make this kesher b'kvias, and he's also making it very strong appropriately. So don't go based on his intention, that he's thinking he's going to open up that day, and that it should nullify from that the name of a kesher from it. I said, Mirabanan, I don't have a question that it's forbidden in such a case, as the Magen Avraham brings the name of the Kolboy, and that's written in Sefer Yireim, that a Kesher, even if it's not Shalkiyama, where the norm of a person is to switch his mind sometimes, and that it remains like that, it should be Aser. And it seemed that in our situation, where the norm of the whole world is to make it B'kvias, we don't go based on his Das, and Medeiros can be Aser. It says, afterwards, I found that that's how it's written in the Sefer Beis Meir, that it also seems to him like this clearly. And that answers also the question of the Prima Gadon, that why don't we make tzitzit on Shabbos? You should just think that much Shabbos you're going to untie it right away. Look over there, that he's very pressed regarding this question. According to what we're saying, it makes a lot of sense, because you can't just go based on your thought. And also the question according to Rabbi Kibega, that he asks on the Sugin Ervin of Kav Gimel regarding a thread in the Mikdash, which is the Dvar Mitzvah, you should just think that you're going to untie it much Shabbos. Again, what we're saying is that it's the race. It makes sense. You can't just think it out. That it's not going to be an Isser. He says, when you look very well in the words of Rashi, in many places in this Sugyan of Kuf Yud Beis, he said, you'll find like what we're saying. Now, however, regarding Isser, that's clear and it's obvious that it's Usser. And even by Chevel de Gardi, the rope of the weaver that's brought in the Gemara, the Chazal Geizit, that he might come to untie the rope. In general, it's for sure such a case that we're describing. The Masl B'Kesher, he said regarding the knot of the sailor, that these are professionals, and it's a Kesher Kiyama. That's Aser, that's Chayav Chattas. He said, look at Rambam Perek Yud Hilchos Shabbos, that he quotes many cases regarding this halacha, which all come from the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Vel Kesharim. And he writes over there, Kesher is Isha Maftechei Chaluka, a woman can make a knot by her blouse, even though there's two openings. What he means to say is, and therefore she'll be able to take it off and put it on, pressing it, even if she doesn't afterwards open up but one of the two knots. And I would have said that, okay, one knot, she's going to nullify and not open up, says the Gemara. And therefore, that's a problem. That's a Shalkiyama. Or Chutei Svacha, even though it's loose. Svacha is called what she wears on the top of her hair to cover it. And the Chiddush is that you would have thought that since it's loose, she could just slip it off on top and not untie the knot. And Memel again, it's going to be Kesher Shalkiyama. Kamash Mulan, that a woman is concerned regarding her hair. She doesn't want it to come out like that, and she'll untie it. Or let's say shoestrings that you tie on the foot, that when you're putting it on, or flasks of wine and oil, even though that there's two asnayim, which that's like like a handle that you fold, or ears that you fold inside and you knot it, and one of them, with one of them you could take out the wine. I would have thought that they, okay, one of them you'll just mabatle and you won't untie it. Or let's say a pot of meat, even though that you could take out the meat and not untie the knots, akan l'shayne. Now all these things are mentioned over there in the Mishnah, that l'ketchila, it's mutter, it's initially it's permitted even initially. The reason is because all these things are not made as a kesha uman, they're made only as a kesha head to the common knot. It's also meant to untie it. But if you make these things for the kesha uman, that is a very strong knot that you know, doesn't come undone in any situation, even though the norm is to open out every single day, it would also be us like a chalon according to Rashi. Other place there's no difference, because such a knot does not have a shame of a kesha at all, and that would be permitted. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number one. Even though other malachas, you're not chayv on them, only when they're made through a maisa, bar kayama that lasts, as brought in the Gemara Shabbos of Kof Beis and Kof Daldom and Beis. This girl explains that other malachas are not similar to malach of Kosh, because all malachas, you don't need only that the action from itself should last. But the malach of Kosh, besides that you need that the knot should last on its own, you also have to make, yes, I have to have it, that it should be made with the intention of lasting and not with the intention of untying it. And that's how somebody, Rav Shlomo Zalman, writes. Now, the reason why only by malach of kosher, you have to have it that the malach is being done with the intention of lasting, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, because the other malachas, by doing the malacha, you created something new. For example, let's say malach of kosher. By writing, you created something that's written, which is not the case by malach of kosher. By the tying of the knot, you didn't create any new thing. You just attached two things that were here from before. And therefore, you cannot be mechayev only on the knot that's made with the intention of lasting. And in such a situation, you made two things that are tied together as in one body, and that's creating something new that was created and formed through the malach. Dish number two, it's not even the words in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you don't tie it forever, even though you're tying it for a long period of time, that's not considered a kesher shel kiyama. That's how Shulchan Aruch Rav writes. That's not like Magen Avraham, the writes that also a knot that's meant to last a very long time is considered a kesher shel kiyama. Someone ties two strings, one to the other, and the norm is to change at certain times the place of the knot by loosening it and tightening it somewhere else, like it's common by tefillin that's used for lending out, and whoever borrows them changes the place of the knot in the place that it should match for the measurements of his head. Ms. Grails holds that the loosening of the knot does not nullify from it the name of Bekesha Shakayama, as long as you don't totally untie the knot totally. This number three, the intention of the one making the knot is what establishes the relationship of the knot only by a regular knot, that he thinks that it should last forever. However, regarding a knot that the norm of the world is to make it to last, and he's thinking that he's going to untie it, that the Balacha writes in the Masla Kosher that we don't consider his intention, and the knot is considered as a Kesher Yama, even if his intention is to untie it. So to a minor or a Shaita that makes a knot with the intention that it should stay forever, and this girl holds that it seems that the Halacha of the Kesher is like a Kesher Yama, even though the minor and the Shaita, they don't have, quote-unquote, Machshava, their thoughts are not recognizable, in halacha. However, their action, they have, and since they made a kesher that could last forever, and they didn't make it with the intention of untying it, it's considered as a kesher that's meant to last forever. A knot that's made by itself, and then afterwards, the owner has in mind that he'll leave it forever. Shamsan is not sure if the halacha is like a kesher shagiyami, adds on that even when you untie it, for sure that you don't want it anymore, it comes out that from now he's thinking that the knot should not be a kesher shagiyami. However, that you wouldn't have the ability in this machshava to mevatel his first machshava. However, Shlomo Zalman adds on that in Shuvas Avnei Nezer is inclined that even though regarding Toma, a machshava cannot be meitzi, cannot exclude from a previous machshava. However, regarding other halachas in the Torah, a machshava could exclude from a machshava. And therefore, right away when he thinks to untie it, it nullifies from it the name of a kesher shel kiyama. However, on the machshava itself, that's mevatel the kesher from a shame of kesher shel kiyama, Shuvas Avnei Nezer writes that for sure you're not chayav because the Torah says a malachas is forbidden and not a machshava. Now, if someone ties a knot on the garment of his friend without permission, and his intention is that it should stay like that forever, Chibas Maril Diskin writes that that's not considered Kesher Shakyama, only if he does this with his friend's permission. The reason for this, explains Rabbi Nisker Relitz, is that's not because what the halacha, what's called in Odom Eisidovishin, you cannot make what's not yours forbidden. Rather, it's because the kvi is the establishment of a matzav of the garment and the name of the kesher, that he cannot be done only through the owners or by someone who has permission to do that. Now, a knot that in general is normal to tie it for more than one day, and now when he wants to tie it on Shabbos, he's thinking to untie it on Matzah Shabbos so that he can make the kesher that's not from that day. And this girl holds that it doesn't depend on his intention now, only what's normally done. Therefore, someone that normally places his shoes when they're tied always with a kesher, a knot on top of the bow, which you're not allowed to do for more than one day, as Brother Mishra related on Sukkot and Chavtes. So he's not allowed to tie them on Shabbos, even though he has in mind to untie it on Matzah Shabbos, because since his norm is to leave it like that always, that would be problematic. Addition number four, a knot that they make for a distinct amount of time. And when that time passes and there's no more need, they throw it away as it is to the garbage or something like that. For example, a knot that's made in a garbage bag, which is thrown into the garbage dump, into the garbage bin. And this girl holds that it has a lacha lekesher shakiyama, because since in action, it's not meant to be ever opened up. And that's also been Rabbi Yashin. And similar like this, the Shachan Achar writes regarding a knot that's made on the lulav, that since he's not intending to ever open it, says it's lacha lekesher shakiyama, even though after the yomtiv, it doesn't have any need of that knot anymore. That's how it seems in the words of Rashi and Sukkot, Devlam Gimlan Beis, the Masach Hoka Hutter Egde. And that was also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman in the beginning. And for this reason, he says you're not allowed to go ahead and put a bandage on top of a wound, because of Malacha of Teifer, where he has in mind that the halacha should be forbidden only when you're stitching it that it shall last, even though at a later point in time you throw away the bandage with the tape that's on it. However, at the end, he retracted, and he has in mind that the halacha of Kesher, where if you're intending to throw away the Kesher to the garbage, like the halacha of someone making a knot on with the intention of untying it within a small amount of time. And he also is mitzayin that also in Chuvah's Meryl Diskin, he's not sure regarding such a case. That's how he's inclined Chuvah's Mechaz Yitzchak that to permit such a case because not to make a knot when you need the knot and he doesn't care about that, it's going to be undone. Look at what Shlomo Zalman writes regarding to differentiate between the Kesha, the Lulav, and the other Kesharim. For this reason, the knot that the doctors make by when they stitch a cut or a surgery, that the norm is to that it should leave it there for a long period of time, and then afterwards they take it out and they throw it away without untying it. Shlomo Zalman holds that it does not have a halacha as a kesher shel kiyama, and making it is not an issur minatorah, and therefore it's permitted to do it and to untie such a knot even for a chilash and mezakan. Another in Rabbi Yashiv holds that such a knot is considered kesher shel kiyama, and therefore one should not do it or untie it only in a place with b'kuch nefesh. And stitching regarding in a person's body, if it's forbidden because of teifer, that we discuss later on Simen Shemem Sifkan Chabzayin. Now regarding connecting tape on a diaper after you remove it from the baby, so that we discuss later on Simen Shemem Sifkan Chavches. Question number five. Lamais the Be'alacha writes later on Sevdal the Masla She'enam that in a situation that's necessary, one could be lenient as long as you untie it within 7 days. It's not called the Kesher Shakirim at all. But like a Tchilu, one should be stringent like the first opinion. That's how he writes later on Sevkan Chavav Chavtes and Shartin later on Simen Shemem Chavches Sevkan and Beis. And previously Simen Shemem Dalad that any Kesher that's made to last more than one day, it's us like a Tchilu to make a knot or to untie it. Just number six, that B'alach was told that it's not meant to constantly last, is still in making such a knot a iskra abanan. However, this all is only by a knot that's made to be strong on its own. And the eyes of people, it's considered like a knot. However, a knot that is standing from its own to be untied, and people don't usually consider it as a knot, this girl's holds that that's not considered a knot at all. And there's no us a isra to make it even a drabun. There's number seven. Be'alacha had referenced the Gemara. That's obvious. That's not called a kesher. That the Gemara Shabbos of Kofit Beis Manal brings that a sandal that belongs to two people. You let him make the knot on Shabbos because the norm is that every single day they untie it and they tie it anew, because when one person wears it, he makes the knot according to his measurements. The other one wears it, he unties it and makes the knot according to his measurements. Dish number eight. Be'alacha had said It's not the norm of such a knot to last. That is, you cannot learn that from over there. When the intention of the one who makes the knot to permit it that same day, so then the kesher is not considered as shalkiyama, because over there is tumah by people that have a shared sandal. And that was the norm of these people. And explaining this, the Beis Meir writes that there, it's not only that it's intention of the one making knot is to untie the knot. It's the metzias, the reality is that the sandal of two people, and that both of them have to wear it, by default, the knot is limited for a certain amount of time. And any knot that's made from that you're making is obviously going to be untied, and it's not considered shakyama. Ms. Grills explains that by a kesher, a knot that's made to last, for sure, it doesn't help the intention of the one who's making the knot that it shouldn't last. And therefore, by a sandal of one, of a single person, it doesn't help the intention of the kesher to untie it. But the sandal of two people, it's considered as a new reality. That the norm is that the knot is not going to last, and therefore, the knot in such a sandal is not called at all that's meant to last. This is number nine, so to a knot that the norm of the world is to keep it more than one day. And the one who's making the knot has a mind to open up that day. And this girl told it's forbidden to make that knot, even over here, that you should go after the mining oil. However, a knot that the norm of the world is to make the knot for a limited amount of time, and the one who's making the knot is that he's never going to untie it, sounds like Vinagdama, the Mishnah Berurah, that we go there after the opinion of the one, the thought of the one making the knot, and that would be considered as a kesher shalkayama, would be considered as a permanent knot.